Does our response to John Chow expose our superior attitude about knowing God's will for John Chow or for the Sentinelese people? Do we know better and John Chow didn't and now he's dead and that proves it? Or did John Chow go and did he start swimming upstream against what we are not willing to swim upstream against? The world, the government of India, who extends their power across the water to the coast of Myanmar, who is not Burma anymore. Is it ever okay to mistreat anyone because they're different from you in their practice or belief? In the past, the church has occupied positions of power and extended their power and done things to people. We know about history, the uglier history of times when political people masqueraded as spiritual people and did things, right? And so we would say, no, is it ever okay? What's your position about knowing God's will at all? Okay, can it be known? Must it be known? And knowing it, is that why we do what we do? And we're reading through the book of Acts, and we're at chapter 20, and it's all, you know, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. And so, read the book. Read the chapters. That's the stuff. People led by the Holy Spirit. Are we like them, or are they the superheroes? These ideas keep coming up as we go through the book of Acts. Okay, what about leper colonies? Or quarantines for other infectious diseases? And if a contaminated person crosses the line and comes walking toward your family, what do you do? What are you within your rights to do? There's no kids in the room, but I get a lot of traction talking with teenagers about the zombie apocalypse right now. Okay? Because they watch a bunch of junk and they know what those are. And if you get any spit or if you get bit, you're going to turn into a zombie. Keep them away, keep them away. But that's my mom. I love my mom. She's been bit. She's a zombie. Keep her away. And there's TV shows that's going 8 seasons about that silly idea. But it's metaphorical to other things that serve us here. But we'll stick with leper colony. Stay over there. Don't get us sick. Quarantine. You have Ebola. No, you can't get on the airplane and leave Africa. Right? We've seen that. Wasn't there a nurse who took a whole bunch of Tylenol or paracetamol to get herself to where there was better health care? And they were like, you endangered the world. She said, yeah, but I got to where there's NHS, you know. And the person survived. Was that okay? All right. Now, see the connections here. What if a culturally dangerous idea presents? What if there's an idea that when it gets in there and a bunch of people say, yeah, I like that idea, it's going to affect your nation? Pick an idea. I don't care. Like the Christian idea that some behaviors are morally corrupt and dangerous to a society. Should these Christians be stopped by an enlightened culture who says, no, we don't need your idea. You go away. Stop. We are going to be this kind of a country, and you can't tell us not to. Right? Or put yourself in the whatever hundreds. And the church is the powerful thing, and people are saying, why can't you be accepting of people who are not exactly like you? Why can't we read Bibles and know God's will personally? No, 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 you need to come to the church who's in power. Get away with your dangerous idea. And then you're talking Protestant Reformation. So I'm messing with everybody today. Who's the good guys? Who's the bad guys? Who's the fool and who's the hero? And what's the stuff? And we don't know. I think you have to come to some point where you're like, well, I don't know John Chow. I just know what they told me on TV, and you told me some different stuff now. Is what you said right, Fraser? You know? This is the stuff that we... Did the persecutors of Christ identify correctly the threat? Or did they misunderstand the threat of Jesus' teaching and his call to action? Was Jesus, like, gonna mess things up, stop him? Or was Jesus setting us free? Go, run, Lord. Oh, no, they killed him. Oh, yes, he's alive. Let's tell everybody. Is that the prevailing cultural milieu of the world where you live? Is it surviving? this world where you live. These are big, big, big ideas. The danger of Jesus to their health and well-being warranted action in his day. What's your position about knowing God's will at all? Did Jesus know God's will? Oh, well, I know Jesus was God, so Jesus was thinking God's will when he thought. Okay, you got it. You can have that one. Did Paul know God's will? As you read the book of Acts, did you think, well, that was dumb. That was unfounded. He should have gone to Ephesus. Why did he go to Miletus? Why did he get on that boat in that bad weather? Can you know the will of God? Person in church today. Could John Allen Chau know the will of God? Is that allowed? That he might say that, I believe it's my calling.